Good morning, girls. This is the first time we're meeting this year officially. God willing, we'll meet every Mirtz Hashem every Tuesday. We'll learn Torah together. And I thought after this summer, everyone knows what Israel has been going through and our people have been going through. And I said, you know, it's important that we start our year, start our davening, thinking about having Israel on our mind and Sahal on our mind and what the Jewish people, Am Yisrael, are going through. And I thought, what better way to start than with somebody who is a grandfather here of children in Yavna, who is the father-in-law of, anybody know who his daughter-in-law is? Who knows? Yes? Mrs. Agatstein, that's correct. Mrs. Agatstein, he's a doctor in Los Angeles, and he's one of the, really the one of the figures in Los Angeles whose connection to Torah is one of the strongest in LA. He gives a Daf Yomi shir, teaching the Gemara every single day straight. How many years have you been teaching Daf Yomi in LA? 25 years to be giving a shir every single day in Gemara here in LA. And he's also one of the leaders of B'nai Akiva here in Los Angeles. And I thought he would be perfect for us to share with us some words on this important subject. Please, Dr. Agatstein.
Thank you, Rabbi Einhorn. Good morning, girls. I know it's a very special day. You're just starting school. I can tell you as a parent, it's wonderful to see an asifa of tefillah in such a serious way, especially on Rosh Chodesh Elul. You know that the Rosh Tevos of Elul is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, that you're expressing a closeness to Hashem, and we need this closeness now. I'm sure you have all been worried throughout the summer months about what's happening in Israel with our brothers and sisters who are under rocket fire on a daily basis, and of course the Israeli army has to go in to protect the Jewish people in Israel. I want to talk about two subjects that come to my mind this summer when how have I dealt with these two issues? And it falls under what I think about Jewish history and Jewish heroism. What does it mean to be a hero? And how do we put this into context with Jewish history as we are today in 2014? You have to realize every day that for 2,000 years after the Jewish people were exiled from Yerushalayim in 70 CE, over 2,000 years ago, the Jewish people were scattered throughout the world, in Europe, in parts of the Middle East, where they lived in small little communities. Eventually they were put into ghettos, areas where they could only live in certain areas and they couldn't leave there at night. And they were subject to attack at the whim of the people around them. For example, in the year 1095, there was a group of people in Europe called the Crusaders who went, they wanted to liberate Eretz Yisrael. At that time was under the control of the Arabs. And European, they were knights, went from different countries in Europe, England, France, Germany. They wanted to go and free what they called their holy land. But on the way, many Jewish communities were destroyed. Speyer, Mainz, Worms. These were Jewish communities that had been started from the time of the Romans, from 70 CE, after Jews had been in Rome. They wandered up the Rhine River and eventually settled in these towns in Germany. And these towns were destroyed, because the Jewish people at that time didn't have the ability to protect themselves. And this happened over and over for the next 1,000 years in Europe. We can talk about the Inquisition in Spain, where thousands of Jews were forced to convert to Christianity, and hundreds of thousands had to move to a different country. And then in 1648, the Chmielnytsky Cossack Revolution, which in Poland and in parts of Russia, hundreds of thousands of Jews were mercilessly killed without the ability to protect themselves. We don't have to go very far. My father, in 1942, in September, was transported from France to Auschwitz and survived there for 3 years as a slave laborer. And I remember I was 11 years old when my father passed away, but I remember very distinctly the number that was on his arm. And we lost 6 million of our brothers and sisters just 40 years ago. This isn't ancient history. We're not talking about the Crusades or Khmelnytsky. We're talking about your grandparents, parents that you know, certainly your great-grandparents. This whole generation was affected by that. So on the one hand, we're very concerned about the fact that Israel is under attack. But on the other hand, the Jewish people, for the first time in 2,000 years, have an army to protect themselves. We don't have to call upon our neighbors to help us, as the Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto had to do. In 1942, 500,000 Jews had been crowded into a ghetto, and 450,000 of those Jews were transported to Treblinka, which was a place that nobody came back from. But finally, in April of 43, 50,000 Jews that remained in the Warsaw Ghetto said enough. Led by Mordechai Anilevich, they went into the sewers, they went into the bunkers, and they fought the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, for almost a month. The beginnings of Jewish heroism and of fighting for themselves. I'm sure your history teachers, your American history teachers, Nathan Hale, was an American patriot fighting against the British during the Revolutionary War. And he was caught by the British and hung. But before he was hung, he said, "My only regret is I only have one life to give for my country." But that's American history. We also, in 1919, Colonel Josef Trumpeldor, who was a Russian Jew who had emigrated to Israel in 1919, and he had lost an arm, his left arm, in the Russo-Japanese War of 1905, but came to Palestine at that time and organized the Jewish people in defense of settlements in the north of Israel. And in a place called Tel Chai, was shot in the stomach and died that night. But he said, "Tov lamut biyad artzenu." He said, "If you have to die, it's good to die in protection of our country." We have our own Jewish heroes. We lost 60 soldiers during this attack, during this campaign in Gaza. That's every family has lost a precious jewel in their family. But they are protecting 7 million Jews in the state of Israel, and really protecting all of us, because the state of Israel, in a sense, protects all of us Jews wherever we are in the world. As we know, when the state of Israel in 1976 flew to Entebbe, Uganda, thousands of miles away from Israel, when Jews, they weren't just Israelis, there were Jews from Belgium, there were Jews from other places who had been kept hostage, and the Israeli army came and rescued those Jews. So when you hear about the state of Israel, it's the state of all of us, no matter where we live. And you should feel proud that we have our own, in our own time, we now have the ability to defend ourselves. We don't understand why Hashem is putting us through these trials and tribulations, why we can't live in peace. But at least he has now given us the bracha, the blessing of being able to defend ourselves. We have to remember, we just learned in the Torah, Lo b'kochi v'otzem yadi, we can't rely on our own power. It's lo b'koach v'lo b'chayil. It's not in strength only. We, of course, ani l'dodi v'dodi li. We have to have a very strong connection to Hashem. So he helps, but the Jewish people today have created an army and a society that stands up for itself and defends itself. And was very lucky that we live in an era like that. So that's the message I wanted to give to you. But go into this year with the thoughts of what can I do? The words Elul backwards is lule. Like lule, if only I had. Like lule, if I only had enough belief. So you should say to yourself all year, if only I had done this. If only I wrote a letter to somebody to explain our position. Or if only I davened better. Or whatever little thing you think you can do to help your brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael, that's something you should think about in Elul.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.